You're listening to SBS News.
When people think of Switzerland, some of the first things that come to mind are fine chocolates, cheese, expensive watches, and of course, tennis star Roger Federer. But after matching European champion Portugal blow for blow in qualifying for football's World Cup, the Swiss team is grabbing more of the limelight. Raphael Schmidt is on a 3-year working visa, living and working in Sydney at a law firm. He says despite facing Brazil in the group phase, his home nation could go well.
Of course, not Ronaldo's or other superstars, but I think we have a team together where we can say like we're highly competitive and we should be able to make it hopefully to the semi-finals or with a bit of luck even further.
Daniel Frutiger migrated to Australia from Switzerland via Canada in the early 1980s, when his skills as a chef were in high demand. His earliest memories of life in Australia were anything but a bed of alpine roses.
When I came to Australia, I had to change as well. I had to accept other ways be accepted. And you know, in the early days, maybe they say, if you don't like it, you go home. If you don't like it, you go home. And in Switzerland, you can't do that so much because it's a very liberative country. It's a neutral country. And everyone expected that Switzerland is doing the best for everyone.
Swiss artist Bernard Luginbühl created a harbourside statue that was donated to Australia to celebrate the Sydney Olympics and Paralympics in 2000. Called the Australian Angel, it incorporates chunks of industrial artefacts from both Switzerland and Australia. It is designed to welcome and farewell vessels entering and leaving Sydney Harbour. Many, even in the Swiss community, are unaware of its existence, which Martin Frutiger, the son of Daniel Frutiger, finds surprising.
It's quite amazing to have such a beautiful location and to have such a nice piece of artwork that's representing Switzerland and Australia as well. It's really nice and it's been here for a while now and I think most people don't even know that it's here. So, you know, definitely come down and have a look. It's such a beautiful location.
The Frutiger family, including Mother Maria, is heavily involved in running the Swiss Club of New South Wales. Daniel Frutiger, president for the past 7 years, says he loves the variety of events and gatherings he helps organise.
There are a lot of Swiss, about 8,000 Swiss here in Sydney and around, and we organise a lot of ethnic functions, and we do some fun functions for younger people, for older people, and we have a few normal things which we do every year, like the 1st of August we have a National Day, which is very well received. There's about 1,500 people. We have a farmer's breakfast, which the Swiss Club organises, and there's about 150 people every time. And we do something right, we do the cooking for it, so that's pretty good.
Given the cultural makeup of Switzerland, with its predominantly German, French and Italian heritage, the Swiss are required and expected to speak at least two languages. Daniel Frutiger says that has helped Swiss people succeed at whatever they decide to try. But he says that linguistic status quo could be under threat from the growing use of English.
If a Swiss German goes to the French part, they probably expect you to speak a little bit French with them, and the other way around too, even though it doesn't happen all the time. But from a language point of view, there's no problems in Switzerland. A lot of people can speak English before they actually can speak French these days, and that created a little bit of problem within Switzerland, that English will take over, and they're a little bit scared of that.
But linguistic issues aside, the entire country will be cheering for Switzerland at the World Cup, and the usually reserved Swiss may for once go a little crazy. That is especially so if the nation currently ranked 6th in the world can win the World Cup in Russia. Martin Frutiger is the webmaster for the Swiss Club of New South Wales, and he intends to use his skills to rally the Swiss living in Australia.
I really hope so. Yeah, I'm definitely going to put some events up, and hopefully the Swiss people in Sydney are interested in coming along and just having a good sort of fun time together, and maybe a couple of drinks as well. It'll be fun.
Switzerland has a tough test in its first game against Brazil, followed by matches against Serbia and Costa Rica.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.